Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest in my music features, and I'm up at Tara Leisure in Shaw. The story is that we've got three marks who've taken the plunge and taken over the place, and it's run down, would you say, or
it was in need of huge renovation.
Okay.
The thing that we noticed, it's got a huge amount of space, but it needs renovation.
Yeah, so this is Mark Appleton. I've also got Mark Milner and Mark Smith, so the terrible trio. the three marks have all, taken the plunge and taken on Tara Leisure, and they've got really ambitious plans to kind of do it up and really make this place into a success again, as it once was a number of years ago. So, Mark Appleton, if you tell us, or tell the listeners a little bit about the background of how you three Marks came to be involved in the place and why you took it on.
With Tara Leisure, it had always been something that had always interested me from afar. I've got the Bluebell in Royton, and it is what it is size-wise. There's certain things that you like to put on at the Bluebell, but you're limited to size. And what always appealed to me about Tara Leisure was that it had a massive amount of room. And I thought that there were potential there to put different things on. And that's what appealed to me. That's what appealed to me right from the start, is that I thought, yeah, that's where I'd like to be. I'd like to be have an opportunity to be able to put different events on at different times.
Yeah, but there is, Mark Smith, there is work to be done here, isn't there? Your hands are full of paint at the moment as we speak, and there's a bit of renovation work to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to go on. It is a long-term project, as you can see. Things are happening every week. The new screens have just come in for the Euros, which have made a massive change already to the look of the building.
Yeah.
But it is a long-term job, and we're committed to fulfilling these jobs, and making it the place to come.
Yeah. So why did you take it? What's your take on why you took it on?
Mark and Phil Rawls are the two owners, and Adele. I've worked with them before. Phil's a very good friend of mine, and I've been involved with Tara over 15 years in bits and bats. I've worked here previously when the place was rocking, so I do know its potential.
Yeah.
And the local community I know, so working with them and working with Mark and Phil and Mark, it's a great team, and we will bring it back to what it was 10-15 years ago.
It's former glory. Mark Appleton, so already you've made a bit of a start. You've had the Manchester Scar Foundation on, Jam Tribute, was it Jam Restart?
Jam Restart.
So you've had the numbers in already, even in that short time, haven't you?
We're lucky enough that we've got already a core amount of people that are taking to what we're trying to do. So when we do put something on that is a little bit different, luckily we've got this core that are with us all the way through, and they have been since we started. So we're quite fortunate in that way, and the talking to friends, and that's the best way that I see the future of the place is obviously through word of mouth in the town that we're all in.
But what's the sort of overall sort of plan? I mean, are you going to, is it bands, functions?
Very much so. I think, we've got the Christians coming up, and that's quite a big, it's massive to us. To bring a band from the 80s, to bring something that meant to a lot of us, we had very fond memories of the band, to be able to bring them to the venue is a big, it's been a big thing for us. So we're hopeful that if we can get a full house for this, that then means that we can start looking at what other people want to see on. We've got the capability, we've got the room, we've got the size, and it's sort of opening it up to everybody else and saying, well, what is it, who would you like to see as local as we can get it, and if it's possible, then we'll try.
Yeah, well, we'll move on to the challenge aspect in a minute. What who else have you got coming up firstly, Mark, who's on the roster up to now, the agenda, shall we say?
We've got the Christians coming up.
Yeah.
We've got Stacks of Soul.
Yeah.
Local legends. They're coming up in July. We've got an Oasis tribute that's been in huge demand. We've got the local band, The Visitors.
Yeah.
They're like the venue size-wise, and it's very, very suitable for them.
Yeah.
We've got the Old Masters in Wayne Bentley.
Yeah.
The people, they are true legends of the circuit, and they're very, very good at what they do. Mm. We've got further afield. We've got we've tracked down a Smiths tribute band that's won many awards, and it's this type of field that we're sort of moving towards. That's what we're looking at, and moving into more and more.
Yeah, there's massive potential here, isn't there? You know, in terms of catchment area for people and that. You know, I mean, some people might say, oh, it's a bit out of town, but really, it's not. You've only got the tram stop at the bottom of the lane, haven't you?
And very, very much so. It feels it because it's a slight brow. It feels that it's quite a distance. It's not at all. Mm. Once you're in the centre of Shaw, you're minutes away. Especially with the tram stop being at the bottom of the street, it is accessible for anybody. East Manchester side, it's not the end of the world. Mm. We're not at the in the middle of it. Of you know, it's not. It's not the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and so we'll go back to this kind of challenge that I hinted at. You said before about spreading your arms out to the local communities and saying what do you want? So that's quite a strong sort of thing for you, isn't it? I mean, you'd like even to get people to get in touch, I think, wouldn't you?
Well, that's all we're asking is that just give us some feedback. We're here. We will try. If there's any tribute bands, if there's any of the originals, and there's anybody that anybody's got, again, fond memories of from the youth or growing up, and you know, if there's anybody that they've always thought, I'd love to see that, or it'd be the type of thing that I'd like to see in the town, then we'll try. That's, if there's enough demand for it, there's enough people, we will try and we'll see if it is at all possible to do.
Yeah, obviously in my position as the music writer at the Chronicle, I've seen that there is a huge sort of music scene at the moment. Was that part of the reason why you came in the first place? Are you into your music? Do you know?
Certainly. I sort of some of the 80s bands that we've had on in the Bluebell, that for me it captures a time.
Mm.
And I've always loved that sound. I've always loved that sound from the late 70s, the 80s. And there seems to be more of a revival. And there seems to be more attainable that you can get these type of acts that are working a circuit now more and more. So that's where my sort of music influences came from. And again, it's the type of thing that you hope that everybody else will enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, good. I'll tell you what, final question, we're just running out of time. I'll ask Mark Smith now. What are your kind of hopes for Tara Leisure, say, this time in 12 months? What's the vision? What's the master plan?
Hopefully people walking through the door will get that wow factor of the changes that are coming.
Mm.
You know, the redecoration, the revamp of the place, and also it is known as Shaw's number one venue for live music.
Yeah.
And that it will be filled every Friday and Saturday with live music.
Yeah.
We also have a function room next door, which is ideal for your weddings, all your christenings, your parties, celebrations, which fits over 200 people in.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, a lot of work to go to be doing, but in 12 months' time, I think we'll see a massive difference, and this will certainly put Tara back on the map.
Yeah, yeah. And there's no kind of regrets at this stage. I mean, it's only early doors. No.
No, it's more than anything. I think it is a massive. I've never took on such a big commitment as this. And every time you achieve a small part, and it feels a difference. It invigorates you to carry on with the rest of it, and that's all we can ask. It's just small steps at the moment. It's a huge place, and it's just small steps and making it the best we can at any given time.
Okay, thanks very much. That's Mark Appleton and Mark Smith at Tara Leisure, and I'll speak to you again soon, chaps.